Thank you so much for joining Losing My Religion podcast. My name is Joshua Preston. Today we have a new episode for you. We hope that it encourages you and through the discussions to what our part, our journey, and maybe even what the Holy Spirit is revealing in your heart with it. We hope that it encourages you and helps you on your way, helps us to enjoy more of His love for us, enjoy the relationship that we have with Him, so that we can actually be better human beings, be the human beings that He has created us to be, to love one another just as He loves us. So we hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you love our podcast, please subscribe and share. And you can actually become a podcast contributor if you like to. If you feel led to, if you don't, and we're absolutely fine with that. So we hope you enjoyed this episode today, and we look forward to having more discussions with you in the future. And so enjoy. Welcome to Losing My Religion podcast. I am one of your hosts who's flying solo, Joshua Preston. And I just want to thank you so much for joining us on this episode 140. I just want to thank you guys, because you guys are the reason why we do this. We couldn't do it without you. We hit over a million plays because of you. And we want to say thank you guys for all that you do and just listening, man. Like, and I hope that what you're listening to, you're taking back into your community where you're at and bringing it and thinking about, and hey, man, we could be wrong in some areas. And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with being wrong. You heard last week's episode, it's okay to fail. I'm okay with that. You know, that's how we learn to change in our communities and how we come to get better. And so I just want to thank you guys for that. You're probably looking at today's episode and going, uncomfortable for change. So this is a really good one. If you've been listening to this year, we've been talking about a lot about being uncomfortable, dealing with stuff, dealing with problems, and dealing with all kinds of stuff in our lives. And being uncomfortable is a huge thing that we don't like to be. Just be real. And so we don't like it. It's uncomfortable. We like comfort. And you know, comfort is great. But always being comfortable, in a sense, never allows change to be. And so this week, you know, I got this book. I heard about this book last week. And it's called Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man by Emmanuel Acho. I'm telling you, I watch sports and stuff, because he used to play football, and now he's a sports caster and everything. And I always enjoyed, you know, listening to him on Fox Sports. And, you know, I didn't realize he wrote a book. And I'm telling you, man, I'm quite in love with this book. And one of the biggest things he talked about is being uncomfortable. Obviously, it's uncomfortable. And it's just kind of like when I'm thinking about on the book and think about what he's wrote, what he's talking about, being uncomfortable is actually a good thing. As much as it scares us and we don't like it, we like that state of just being comfortable. It's actually a good thing. And I want to preface that, because I think over the next couple of weeks, actually, we might actually explore this book more and bring it to our conversations. Sorry. A little tired. It's been a long day while before recording this, so trying to get some rest this weekend. But, you know, I want us to kind of talk about it, because it's, you know, when I was reading this book, there was a lot of stuff to hear that was quite uncomfortable when you stop and when you actually read it. And it's a good thing. I want to preface that. I want us to understand that. And I want us to take a look at that. Being uncomfortable is actually a good thing. And I know we're like, oh, Jesus gives us peace. Yes, He gives us peace. That's how He gives us peace, that we can face uncomfortableness, point blank. And that's the thing. And I mean, we look at it and we avoid it. We just want to be comfortable in our little box. But our community needs us to step out of that box. if we're going to face the things that are troubling our communities, that plague our communities, then you're like, well, what could be plaguing it? Well, let's talk about we're in the middle of a pandemic right now. People are sick. People are tired of, you know, everything that's going on. You know, there's people hurting for money. You can name it health. I mean, you can just name it mental, physical, emotional. And this year has brought on in our country.
Sorry.
Mainly, you know, big topic has been race and our racialness, the racial injustice that we have had in our country that has played this last 400 plus years. And just be real, I mean, we've been dealing with this stuff and we made some progress, but there's a lot to be made. And, you know, when we stop and think about it, if we're to walk into and bring in these changes in our communities, we're going to have to be uncomfortable. You're going to have to leave that place of comfort and take a walk into uncomfortable. And, you know, looking at the book, you know, he's talking about a lot about race, and I challenge you to read it because it's great. It really is great because I think in a lot of ways is what he did was allow white people to ask these questions. In the questions, I mean, like, do you want to be called black or African American? Hey, do you ever want to ask that question? If you're white, if you ever want to ask that question, and you don't want to ask because you feel like you're gonna get ridiculed, well, that's why he wrote this book, so that you can, that these questions can be asked in a safe place, and he said, the only bad question is an unasked question, which is actually interesting too. He allowed himself to be uncomfortable to help bridge gaps in our community. And as a white person, to listen to these things and everything, it is uncomfortable, but it's in order to bridge the gaps in our community. And I think that's one of the things we have to understand, that is that for us to make the progress we need, we gotta be uncomfortable. Let's be real. Healing somebody being sick is uncomfortable. Somebody dealing with mental stress, physical stress, emotional stress, you know, all that, that's uncomfortable. Racism is uncomfortable. Like, I want us to understand that. Can there be joy there? Yes, there still can be joy, but it's uncomfortable. And we gotta understand that. And not think that it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Because what you're doing is you're dealing with issues, you're dealing with problems, but you're not avoiding them. We're not avoiding them. We're taking them head on. We're willing to fight the good fight of faith in our communities and deal with it and not allow those things to destroy our communities by any means necessary, in a sense. We're not allowing it, but we're facing it. We're facing it head on. These problems are not easy to deal with. They're gonna make you uncomfortable. And I want us to understand that's a good thing. Because that's gonna allow us to work on our issues, work on our problems. You know, it's so easy to get that moment, and I can be one to relate to that because I've been down that road, is that you can start to feel uncomfortable and you can get scared and you can run away. I've been there. I've been there before. And that's all good. You know, it's all good. And that's okay. That's absolutely okay. You know, and that's fine. And I want you to understand that's a good thing. That's fine. I understand that you know, it may not be a good thing, but I can get that because I've run away too. But we gotta come back in. We have to come back in and get back to being uncomfortable, and not run from it, because it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be great. It's not going to feel like a fairy tale. Fairy tales are fairy tales for a reason. Because they're fairy tales. And that's okay. That's fine. This is reality. And in reality, it's uncomfortable. It's scary. There isn't instant gratification. There isn't instant success. Actually, you're playing the long game. Not playing the short game, you're playing the long game. And it's gonna take a while. It's gonna be a while. And that's what it means to overcome. That's what it means to endure. That's what it means persevere. That's what it means. But that uncomfortableness, you know, in a sense, I also want to kind of put in this perspective too. It means you're human. Feeling uncomfortable means you're human. Means you're faced with something that isn't right. And that feeling that you're having in you of uncomfortableness is that. The Holy Spirit, that's Jesus, saying this isn't right. We have to deal with it. I want you to understand that that is Him. If you ever want to know what He felt like, feel uncomfortable about dealing with an issue, that's Him. And He's feeling it, and He's allowing you to feel it too. And that's a good thing. You're human. You're connected to the Creator. And together, you're working through it. It's a positive thing. It might be ugly. It might be nasty. But you're going to work through it. You're going to get through it. And you're going to be great. Realize that. Uncomfortable is a good thing. And it's rethinking how we see this. Because for us to deal with these issues, we're going to have to get uncomfortable. I'm inspired by this book. And again, the book is called Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man by Immanuel Echo. And I encourage you to go out and go get it. I encourage you to read it. I don't care what you look like. Read it. Think about it. Chew on it. And that's like the language of healing for a polarized nation that Wayne Jacobson and Bob Prater and our good friend Arnita has written. Is in a lot of ways I've seen a lot of stuff that's here, that's there, which is great, because that means that conversation is continuing to go. It's being continued to be presented in front of us. Like, dealing with these problems is not comfortable, and that's okay. I just want you to know that it's okay. You're gonna be fine. It's going to be a good thing. You're connected to that. You're connected to the Holy Spirit. You're connected to Jesus. And they're ready to deal with it too.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast at Losing My Religion. If you'd like to show your continued support, subscribe and share. And if you like, you can give monthly of no more than $10 at the link in the description below. It helps us to keep doing what we love to do, which is this. Thank you.